Okay, good evening, everyone. I will agree, Baltimore's finest export is, in fact, Yoni Olson. Sugihara was the first Japanese imperial consul posted in Lithuania in the 1930s and 40s. And Sugihara is famous for issuing thousands of visas that saved thousands of Jews from the Holocaust during World War II. And in his memoirs, Sugihara recounts something fascinating about his first encounter with the Jewish people. And when he first met the Jewish people, he recounts that he was shocked by two things: how much the Jewish people argued and how much we ate. And the gathering that he was exposed to that was fascinating was a family Hanukkah party. There's a whole story how he got there. But meaning, he sat there at a family Hanukkah party and was impressed by Lithuanian latke consumption and arguments that must have been triggered by a heated dreidel competition. But imagine what Sugihara would have thought if he walked into a Pesach Seder, an entire evening dedicated to dining and dialogue. An evening where Jews around the world argue about what? Eating. How much matzah do you have to eat? How you're supposed to lean? You're in my seat. Get out. Come on, Ruthie made much better charoses than you're making. There's so much that people are discussing, and within every halacha of the Seder, literally generations of rabbinic debate surround every single detail. The nature of the four cups of wine, the timing of the afikoman, even what words we're supposed to say, all of them are subject to generations of debate that continue in many ways until today. And additionally, when one looks at the structure of the Seder itself, one notices something fascinating. Shulchan Aruch, the festive meal, is at the very center of the evening. Shulchan Aruch is couched by two cups of wine, two before and two after. Matzah before, followed by matzah after. Even the halal, we don't say the entire halal at once, but split up, half at the beginning, meal in the middle, and the other half of halal at the end. The meal in so many ways becomes the linchpin and the focus, perhaps even the epicenter of the evening's experience. And it begs the question, what is the nature of all of this dining and dialogue that is so central to the Seder and so central to the general culture of Judaism? There's a tradition from the Zohar that the words lechem and matzah, bread in general, and of course the bread that we eat on the night of the Seder, both etymologically allude to two other words. Lechem relates to the word milchama. Bread relates to the word war or battle. Similarly, matzah refers to the word mitzah, which means a battle or a conflict. What is it about the nature of these words, eating, lechem, matzah, that somehow relates to a conflict? So my Rebbe and Chavrus, Rabbi Chaim Packer, explained to me that the core of both eating and battle are really one and the same. So let me explain. When one goes to battle, the ultimate goal is to conquer and incorporate external entities into oneself. Entities such as land, as people, property, and so on. And likewise, when a person eats, one is incorporating an external source of nutrients into oneself. As the saying goes, you are what you eat. Chazal even referred to the Shas Suda, the time that a person eats, as a Shas Milchama, as a time of what? Of battle. But I would like to suggest that it's not just the food that we are incorporating into our being, but it's also the people, the ideas and the connections to those we eat with that are being incorporated into our being at the same time. Leon Kass is the author of The Hungry Soul, and he writes, and I quote, "The openness and responsiveness of the diners is, on occasion, not unrelated to the meal. Stimulation of the palate stimulates the mind. Conversation at dinner, though not about the food, can often be inspired by the food. Good talk and good food naturally go together." Additionally, Bruce Feiler, an author who has published extensively on happy families, reflects in his book, The Secret of Happy Families, on a study conducted by the University of Michigan that examined how American children spent their time between 1981 and 1997. And they discovered that the amount of time children spent eating meals at home was the single biggest predictor of better academic achievement and fewer behavioral problems. Mealtime was more influential than time spent in school, studying, attending religious services, or even playing sports. Leon Cass and Bruce Feiler, the two authors I just mentioned, are expressing what we have been practicing for generations. As we've mentioned, the fulcrum of the Seder is Shulchan Aruch, and it's a time of incorporating intellectual conflict and battle. A time we incorporate not only the delicious food, but the memories, stories, and intergenerational dialogue that it generates. The memory of Bubby's recipe that evokes the majestic imagery of Zadie sitting at the Seder like a king, are present at the Seder by design. So allow us together to enter this evening of dining and dialogue with the prayer we recite in benching on the night of the Seder, that it should be a yom shetzadikim yoshvim, a night that the righteous sit together, v'nenim miziv hashchina, imbibing the divine presence. V'hi chalkenu imahem. May our presence be amongst them. At this time, it's a very incredible honor and a privilege to introduce my dear friend, Aaron Schwartzmessing, who in addition to being a dear friend of mine, is also a brand new chassan, who just got engaged.